Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Every single week, I think we're done with this. And then every single week, someone else slides into our DMs and wants to confess something. Hack, I know it's Candy's Confessions. Mm-hmm. If you have something that you want to get off your chest that you haven't been able to tell anybody else, email us, theslackershow@alice1059.com, or DM us. Mm-hmm. I know her name is Candy, but you didn't write VD or no VD. Does she want some VD?
No, we don't need voices, guys. Or I don't think.
Oh, you don't think?
big judgment call.
Because we've had some confessions that absolutely need... Okay, you 100%?
She didn't mention it.
She's okay.
Okay.
I feel safe.
Candy?
Yai.
It's Candy's Confessions. What are you admitting?
Okay, so my husband and I went to purchase a Range Rover recently.
Oh, beep, beep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we're in the dealership, and like, my husband is playing hardball. You know, like, the sales guy offered us $500 off, and then my husband was like, no, $2,000 off, and they went back and forth and back and forth for what felt like an eternity. It was probably a mere 7 to 10 minutes, but it felt like forever. And ultimately, my husband got up and left. He was like, we're leaving. Either they're taking the $2,000 off or we're not buying the car.
Good for him. So, that is the way you do it.
It's a dream car.
I know, but you can't go in if you show that you want it, then you can't. You lost your negotiating power.
So I gotta go
power.
In and be like, I guess this will do.
Yes.
Exactly. This Range Rover will be fine.
Yeah, yes. If you exactly. go, honey, we gotta have this, you're ruining the sale.
And then do you actually walk away?
Yes.
There's so Range Rovers elsewhere.
Okay, sorry.
We did indeed walk away, and next thing I know, we're outside in the parking lot. And the manager follows us out, ultimately invites us back in, and tells us that he is ultimately going to give us the $2,000 off.
Awesome.
Okay. So my husband is bragging, and like, it's just, he won't stop talking about it for weeks. He's talking about it.
Well, but of course he pulled it off. He did the thing.
Yeah.
Is this like a dude thing? Like, you get...
Yes,
that's what you would think.
Yes,
that's what you would think, right? But here's the thing: the reason why that happened is because while we were in the parking lot, I texted the manager of the dealership and told him what was going on because
you texted.
We
him.
Used to date back in the day.
Okay. Did you know he was the manager when you guys went there? Were you hoping it might help?
I did not know. I only knew when we got there.
So it wasn't a setup.
It was not a setup. I don't stalk him on socials or LinkedIn or anything like that. It just so happened to be serendipitous that.
So you just texted, hey, it's me. I'm in the dealership with my husband. Can I get $2,000 off?
Sometimes exes are friendly.
I don't remember the exact text message that I sent, but I just let him know that we were there, and I quickly tried to recap the situation as fast as possible. Because guess what? Like, Mama really wanted that Range Rover. So
I'm with you, girl.
I had to pull an audible. I had to do what I had to do.
Okay.
Why would you not use your resources in this?
Exactly. But
then she should have told him, I'm calling in the favor, like.
The husband? Oh, does he not know that you dated this guy?
I don't think he knows.
He thinks he got the deal.
Yes, that's why he's bragging to everybody.
Yeah.
Look what I did. She told you walking out would work. He's walking around.
You should bring me next time. I'm going.
Oh, no.
So yep.
Your husband's a loser.
I want to walk through. So your confession is that you can't stand that your husband is taking the credit for something you did? Kind of?
Well, it's not so much that I can't stand him taking credit for it. It's just that he thinks
Yeah.
I'm confessing to the fact that I am the reason and okay. not him.
He's but the
I
big feel dog, like he just, but you're
he
the
doesn't
big dog.
Need to know. He doesn't need to know.
Let's okay. You guys won in the end. I'm fine with this.
Exactly. Exactly.
I have to ask, how much communicating happened after that? Like
from the ex?
With the manager?
Yeah.
None. I just said
so he just gave you $2,000 off without the promise of a happy hour or
she's married.
So what? Like
I
why did married. He like why did he cave
I
earlier?
I literally told him I was there with my husband.
He wasn't the guy helping them earlier.
I know, but he's the manager. He's like when that guy leaves that room, he goes and talks to the manager.
Maybe
he goes
the manager
and goes,
didn't
hey,
know
can we do
who it was. I don't think this is weird. And I think that when you know someone, you work your magic a little bit.
Exactly.
Somebody reaches out to me for a hard to get concert ticket. I'm going to try a little harder for some people than I'm going to try for other people. Fact.
What if it was someone you like really like and respect, but have no interest in dating again?
And a concert ticket is different.
You're so annoying. I'm done.
No, I just, there's a lot of layers to this that
you
I just
don't
think,
respect women. Or?
No, I totally respect women. Like if he did something, like if he did an end around and talked to his ex and got her that piece of jewelry that she had been eyeing or whatever, she'd be like, how did you afford this? Like, I got connections. Somebody I used to sleep with. She left that part out. She left the part out that they got the discount because of somebody she used to sleep with. That's why she's confessing.
Isn't a discount when it's a car?
Sure. Sure.
In this economy, you got to do what you got to do.
Maybe honesty would have been better, though.
Thank you for finally...
Maybe.
Honesty in this economy?
True that.
All right, Candy. That was lovely. You're a terrible person, but enjoy your Range Rover.
What? Am I that bad?
She's not a terrible
person. I don't
person.
Think so. I
is
did
she,
it for us. I
is
did
she
it for
honest
us.
With her partner?
Mostly. About the important things.
I hope that you're cool with that when you find out your husband is lying to you about something and he can go just go, honey, I've been mostly honest.
She didn't do anything wrong. She didn't meet up
she
with him.
She still lied. Oh, my God. I spit everywhere. Okay. Candy, seriously, thank you.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.